This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. How did my fantasy football team, Yas FC, do at the weekend? I'm definitely not a shoplifter. We announced the eighth contestant for the new Strictly Come Dancing, and Chris gets a brand new nickname. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So I'm going to ask you outright, because there just feels something is going on that that I'm not involved in. Are you doing Strictly Come Dancing this year?
I'm not doing Strictly. Mm. Okay. The announcement that we're doing is later on.
Yes.
Yeah.
One's told me.
No one's told me.
Sure. Remember when I had to keep it quiet from you lot when I did it?
Yes, I do remember that, yeah.
Well, it feels like the same, but the other way around now.
It's, the announcement will be later on.
Right. Scott Mills. Last week, Chris compiled a fantasy football team for me because he really wants me to get into the football this season, and it's begun. So he compiled a list of really attractive players for my fantasy football team because he thinks that's the way to keep me interested.
That's right. The team is called Yas FC.
Yas!
And it's fair to say it really has kind of captured your imagination in quite a big way. We've selected the players. They're all lookers, but they're all also... professional footballers in their own right.
Yes.
And this weekend, they were playing in their own respective matches. How well they play, in case you don't know fantasy football, determines how many points they then get as a fantasy football player. We add up those points, and Scott, you had a really good week. Your team did really, really well. That's the end result of this.
I'm getting so much stuff on social media from people going, how did you beat me?
It's mad.
So I got 59 points.
That's right.
That's my boys.
What's hilarious about this situation, would you like me to tell you where that kind of places you in kind of terms of everything else?
Sure.
Now, this will sound like it's quite poor, Scott, but overall, you are in position 1,857,687. But that's from like 5 million people. You are well above halfway on this whole thing.
Am I actually?
Yeah, you've done really, really well. Do you remember I tried to explain to you that we set up our own league as well?
Mm-hmm.
League Ho,
yeah.
That some people can join if they want.
Uh-huh.
You're doing really, really well on that.
This is great news. And you're right, I am now invested in the football this year.
Yeah, I saw you on Friday night. You tweeted, Yas Giroud.
I did. Yas Giroud.
What's particularly wonderful about how well you've done this week at fantasy football, 59 points, is that it means that you've beaten a lot of people who have spent so long setting up their fantasy football team, and I've got a few of them on the line right now.
Oh, well, so I can just rub it in a bit, right?
Yeah, so feel free to give it to them, Scott. You're ahead of them with a team that you base purely on looks.
Okay, I believe line one is Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello. I'm so embarrassed.
Why?
So embarrassed.
You don't want to lose to Scott, do you?
Well, I actually spent a lot of time putting my team together. I did sports journalism at university, so I feel like I know about football. Yeah,
that sports really journalism did absolutely nothing for you, did it?
Yeah, I literally wasted 3 years of my life doing that.
It's like the opposite of a badge of honour being beaten by you at fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm really gutted. I mean, I feel like I might just give up now.
Who do you support, Ellie?
I'm a United fan.
Well, they had a good week at least.
Yeah, I mean, I had Lukaku in my team, so I mean, I got a good 13 points from that. But Chelsea kind of messed me over this week because I had Cahill as my captain, and he got sent off.
Scott's just shrugging his shoulders. Well, Scott doesn't care because he's got 59 points.
All I care about is Giroud. Here's another person with less points than me. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
You right?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Absolutely livid.
How many points you got?
45.
You're losing the score.
I got 59.
I put the hours in as well, that's the first thing.
What do you mean?
I literally spend a lot of time every week deciding, perfecting, crafting my perfect team.
Scott doesn't even know who his captain is.
Oh, no.
We've not got to that stage with him yet.
I put Kane as a captain, thinking he would get all the points. But
Dan, of course, you should know that Kane never scores in August.
I mean, I have read that since then. I should have realised that he'll score later in this season.
Mm. Losing to Scott Mills. Gutted.
Livid.
Want to speak to one more person that you've beaten, Scott?
Okay, I believe this is Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Hiya.
Sorry about this.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I'll get over it in time.
Someone just told me that you say you know a lot about football.
Obviously not as much as you, Scott.
No, you just didn't set your team out properly like Scott.
I put a lot of time into it as well. It's just, you know, just gone about it the wrong way. But
did you have Giroud?
I didn't, no.
Well, that's a mistake, isn't it?
No, that's where I went wrong, yeah. That's my first mistake.
I can't believe you're talking like this. I think what you should have to do is publicly tweet or Facebook, just let everyone know that you are currently losing to Scotland fantasy football.
Do you remember when we did the Euros in Paris? We did the alternative commentary last year.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Giroud had a theme change. Remember, I've just found it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a great one.
Well, better luck next week, Lewis.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello to Becky in Nottingham, who is beating me on fantasy football by just 1 point. But she says, Scott, you're beating my boyfriend at fantasy football, despite him spending most of our holiday abroad last week reading different websites on how to get the points. Please tell Tom he's a loser. You're a loser, Tom.
Scott Mills.
I'd like to thank you for queuing up at the bar for me for about an hour on Saturday, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a strong point.
Very kind of you. Played Ascot Racecourse on Saturday, and it was amazing. So good. Craig David was on as well.
Craig David was on. He was incredible. In fact, the whole thing was really, really fun. But yeah. You're right. I made the mistake of being the one that went to the bar.
Yeah.
I had to spend a very, 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 very long time there.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, have you not got any more? When I was a little bit, I realised now that I was a little bit unappreciative.
You were, but then, do you know what? You sent me back out, and I'll tell you what amazed me.
I was people, DJing, by the way. I would have gone myself otherwise.
The people wandering around with backpacks of beer. Right, that's a thing. Like, that was amazing. These guys, Scott, had huge, like, backpacks on, and they're just wandering around the crowd selling beer from those.
Right.
I was like, where do I get hold of one of these? Because you see these things at festivals, right? But you never think, well, I could own one of these for my house.
Right. Why didn't you hit them up earlier?
I just didn't see them before.
Okay.
But, Scott, imagine we could get hold of one of these things. Like, yes. Just be wandering around with it. It'd be the best.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Dan in Cornwall. He says, on Strictly, is it the governess from the Cha-Cha Chase?
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
That would be a good booking. I can't tell you at the moment, 3:10... And the person will be on with us. The next person signed up for Strictly. I can't say whether it's the governess from The Chase or not at this stage. But they will be with us. 3:10.
Radio 1's Teen Awards.
Right, so it's back. The Teen Awards. The loudest party of the year this October. We've already given you the chance to nominate your teen heroes. Now, you can vote. If you head to the Radio 1 homepage right now, there are 9 categories, and we need your views. We need what you think. So, let's have a look at who's nominated for Most Entertaining Celebrity. Now, I'm going to do these really monotone, because otherwise it sounds like I'm favouring one above the other, which is not allowed.
Interesting category this, though, isn't it? Most Entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to do to achieve that, I wonder? But
well, I think it's someone that's just been quite lol in the world of showbiz, or somebody that's, like, really good on social media. Just someone that's really entertained
All right.
you. But here's the list, and I'm not going to favour anyone, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Out of these, who do you think is the most entertaining celeb? Katy Perry. Zara Larsson.
The problem with this, Scott, though, is you're trying to do the most entertaining celeb. It doesn't sound like they're entertaining if you do it in this type of voice. So you should sound equally entertained by them all. But okay. The thing is, you've started now, so you've got to carry on.
Calvin Harris. Jade Thirlwall, Little Mix, Stormzy.
What's the crack there then with Jade from Little Mix? Because that would suggest then that the rest of Little Mix aren't
really
entertaining
boring.
At all.
Yeah, which is not the case. You've got until 5:15 on Sunday the 20th of August to vote. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Winners will be unveiled at the Teen Awards on Sunday the 22nd of October. It's always such a good day. Every vote counts on this, so if you have a favourite, they need you to go online. We need your votes, please.
Radio 1. Teen Awards.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Will.
Hello.
Where are you?
Currently at Frapton, Northamptonshire, combining winter wheat.
Are you a young farmer?
I am, yeah. Love the young farmers, yeah.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Cracking.
Yeah, good. You're good at AGM and Torquay.
Thank you very much. Yes.
The young farmers.
Do you remember when you got there? Everyone was surrounded by your car.
Yes. One of you guys. Were you there? I take it.
Yeah, that was me and my mate. Yeah.
One of you guys started waving a shoe around.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think that was Rupert Markham or Freddie Knight.
Oh, yeah. Classic. It's classic Freddie Knight, isn't
classic.
It?
Classic.
Yeah, good shout out to them.
Yeah, our car was surrounded. It was like something from Shaun of the Dead.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it was like aliens walking towards us.
It was quite
like,
feral, yeah.
It was a bit feral, but that's what I kind of like about you, Young Farmers. You know how to go out, don't you?
Oh, living the dream. We love it, yeah.
Work hard, play hard, yeah.
That's it, yeah, you know it, you know it.
You knows it. Okay, right, so this is what I've got for you today. See if this is up your street.
Not a bad tune.
Yeah, it's
not bad.
Like it. It's all about tonight. I remember the video for this.
I bet you do, yes. Pixie Lott, All About Tonight.
Good song.
Yes.
Good song. But come on, Will, you're a young farmer. Yeah. You've got to go for my choice today. It's this. I've gone full farm, Will. Have it. It's Mumford & Sons, The Cave.
Depends what you want, really. Depends what you're in the mood for, Will.
I was hoping for a bit of, like, dance anthems, Cascada and that. I love a bit of Clubland, but I think I might have to go with a Pixie Lott.
Oh,
I mean,
yes!
No.
Might have to.
Oh, yes, no. Will.
What is going
Thank
on?
Thank you very much. Shout out to all the young farmers.
Yes, Will. Mate. Yeah. Whoop. Thanks, Will. Cascada's not a bad shout, actually.
I was just writing that down as well, actually. Okay. I'll have it.
You have it.
Hello, I'd like to report a massive robbery there. Just not really phoning.
Who are you on the phone to?
I was at MI5, everyone. Not just straight up robbery.
Crusader Dick.
Crusader,
again.
They were all on. It was. Do you know what that was? A conference call to them all. I even sent up the bat symbol just in case he's around.
Oh. So that was Pixie Lott and All About Tonight. Winning bangers today. I can hear
absolutely
the sirens
mad.
Coming.
Scott Mills.
Caused a riot scene in several shops yesterday.
What have you done?
Why am I always the person when the cashier forgets to take the security tag off?
Oh, no.
Looked like an absolute criminal in about four different shops.
Celebrity
yesterday.
Criminal.
Well, this is the problem. So someone actually pointed at me in one of the shops and went, Scott Mills shoplifter.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
You, I mean,
just the shame of it.
We've had Scott Bills, Scott Spills.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a sort of theft-related one we could do.
Scott Spills is for when I'm clumsy and spill things, which I do a lot. Scott Bills was for some unpaid parking fines, which I since rectified.
And Scott Steals.
Was that another one?
Just now for the sort of...
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, it didn't beat when I left that shop, but every other shop I go into, woo, 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 look, it's really embarrassing.
Mm. Did you get searched?
In every one. But then I thought, okay, well, if I go back to the shop and then they can take it off, but I thought, I can't go through that again, it's too embarrassing. Ever tried to take one of those off yourself? Have you tried?
No, I haven't tried.
Actually impossible. Ruins the clothes.
One. Scott Mills.
Okay, ready for this, Chris?
Ready.
We're about to tell you the eighth contestant. We're about to reveal it for Strictly Come Dancing. The class of 2017. Say hello.
Hello.
And who are you, please?
Aston Merigold.
Whee!
Oh, I'm so jealous that you're doing Strictly.
Yeah, mate, I can't wait. I'm very, very excited.
Although Chris thinks you're cheating.
Well, come on now. Yeah, I think if you can backflip as well as you can, you shouldn't be allowed in Strictly because it's you're basically a semi-pro.
No.
Well, no, it's ballroom and Latin, and it's nothing to do with anything that I do.
Well, Scott was saying this to me actually, that apparently if you backflip, you get marked down.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
That is true because that's just not ballroom.
Exactly.
If you did that in Lens Day, you'd be off.
Oh, well, yeah.
You'd get like a two.
I'm trying not to get no twos, so no. Okay, no flips. Okay.
Has anyone measured you for your Latin trousers yet?
I mean, I have had a fitting.
Yeah.
So far, and they're quite odd.
They are.
They are quite odd. They're very tight.
They're very tight.
Very tight.
Can you boys explain exactly how the fitting works? Because do you have to say how tight you're willing to go?
I never went tight. Surprisingly, but what happens is as the series goes on, they do get tighter.
Do they?
Yeah, and no one really tells you. It's just like, oh, that's a bit skimpy.
Mm. Oh, okay, that's good to know. I didn't realise that. They told me that it's fine.
Aston, by week five, your chest will be out. Honestly.
Mate, it's nothing new. Nothing new. JLS days, mate. There was no tops on, so it's fine.
True.
But what's the aim? Is the aim to take part in this show and have a good time, or is the aim to win?
No, the aim's to win.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. Listen, anyone that tells you they're going to enter a competition, you go, I just wanted to take part. It's a bit like, yeah, of course, we all want to take part, but like, we've seen the winners, like they last the whole series.
Yeah.
They have the best time and you get a trophy at the end. Like, surely everyone wants to do that, right?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
You're going to get so involved with it because it is like a bubble. It becomes your whole life. And then suddenly the most important thing in your life is getting to Blackpool. Like, why is that a thing? But it is. It's honestly, it'll take over your life.
Mate, listen, Scott, I'm just glad you're going to understand what I'm going to go through. So
I've got a theory as well, because I watched back one of my old dances the other day, which I've not done for 3 years. I've got a theory that they pumped so much dry ice onto the dance floor so that you couldn't see what my feet were doing. It's a great idea.
That's actually a very good
idea. I don't know if that's true, but that's my theory.
That might be tricks of the trade there. I might have to just go to a bit more dry ice, guys, and then we can watch the flex feet. Yeah.
When do you learn what dancer you get?
Oh, that's a couple of weeks yet.
But who do you want? Can you say who you want now? Because what happens is you always get paired with someone, and then at that point you go, oh, that was exactly who I wanted.
Yeah,
that's who they're saying. They're all lying.
Honestly.
They're not lying. I did want my one.
I just want the shortest dancer because I'm not the tallest bloke.
And she towers above you.
Exactly. I'd be looking a little bit odd if, you know, you had some 6 foot goddess kind of, trampling around me.
I think the other amazing thing about this announcement is how sort of secretive everything is around it.
Yeah.
You're all given code names. I was told in the office your code name.
No, don't say it.
Well, no, I got it wrong. Actually, I misheard it in the office. It was like, why on earth have they gone for this theme this year? So I was told in the office that your code name was Herpes.
I mean, that might be a typo.
Which seems mad because Scott's was Salamander.
Yeah. So, well, they go for a different theme every year. And Christmas, obviously, they've gone for STIs this year.
I was like, what is going on?
Also, but it's not that. Stop talking about the code name.
Say what it is, surely, now. Otherwise, people will think
don't. But I think this is bad.
It's not herpes, by the way.
I think I started this codename thing. I think that I told the world about it on radio and everyone now mentions them. What's the point of them if we're going to talk about them? Just shut up about them.
True. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question. Something that popped into my mind the other day.
Yep.
Have you got any of your own condoms left from the JLS days? Because I think I did the launch of those.
You did? I remember you did.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I haven't personally got any of those ones left.
What
colour
are you?
Now, right?
Yeah.
I was blue.
You were blue, yeah.
Always carrying an Aston with you.
Yeah. Got any Astons? I remember having to stand in front of a load of press going, ladies and gentlemen, the brand new JLS condoms. Good times, Aston.
Oh, dear.
We've been through a lot.
It's always put on an Aston. There's some kind of catchphrase there.
Never caught on.
Dear.
Listen, I'm so pleased that you've signed up for Strictly. You're going to have
the
best time of your life. It's so much fun.
Can't wait.
And I'm a bit jealous. But thank you so much, Aston, for coming in today.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. All good.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. So something really awkward's happened on Aston.
It's so awkward. It's
on Aston Merigold's Twitter. Aston was in earlier, announced as the eighth person going on Strictly. Can I read what he's put?
You've screen grabbed, haven't you? Because I think he's just deleted it.
Oh, okay. It says, hang on. Yeah, I've got it now. good to see Scott Mills. Always good to see Scott Mills and Comedy Dave and all the Radio 1 lot. Thanks for having me.
Because you can't even say our names are similar. It's like, there's no getting back from it. It's the absolute
also,
best.
Up until about 15 seconds ago, that was his pinned tweet.
Scott Mills.
Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC.